Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning to you. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 8:64, up 9 on the open. July, 8:63, up 11.5. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 8:15, up 14.5 on the open. July, 8:28, up 12.5. September, 8:40, up 10.25. December, 8:63, up 14. March, 8:70, up 7. July of 2009, 8:55, up 12 on the open. May corn opened at 5.92, up 14.75 on the open. July, 6:06, up 15.25. September, 6:17.5, up 17. December, 6:24, up 17.25. March, 6:34.5, up 17.5. December of 2009, 5:88.25, up 14.25. March of 2010, 5:93.5, up 12.5 on the open. May beans opened at 13:43, up 17.25 on the open. July, 13:54, up 17. August, 13:38, up 20.5. September, 12:88, up 19. November, 12:36, up 14. January of 2009, 12:46, up 10.25. July, 12:50, down 8 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 345.50, up 460 on the open. July, 349.50, up 450. May soybean oil opened at 59.70, up 73 on the open. July, 60.45, up 80. April live cattle opened at 92.30, up 2.5 on the open. May feeders open at 107.25, down 50 on the open. May lean hogs open at 76.07.5, unchanged on the open. And May bellies open at 77.10, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel, Senior Analyst for Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, since that opening bell and that positive development in the soybean pit, the numbers have turned significantly red, double-digit losses now in many contracts, so a swing of some 30 to 40 cents in some of these contracts, very volatile trade. And I suspect that weather has the interest of traders as they try to sort out what this cold weather means.
Yeah, definitely. Weather has continued to be a concern here as each day goes by, especially in the Western Belt. The Eastern Belt did make some headway, and well, weather's still a concern to everybody, of course, but more so in the West. And that prompted the higher trade overnight and the higher trade in the corn this morning. We saw initially some buying corn, selling beans take place on a spread, and that spread would probably work here for a while. Then, too, right at the opening there, or right after the open, there's word that the Argentina strike might not be taking place this week, and so that sent the old crop beans sharply lower here just a few minutes after the open here. So weather and the southern hemisphere and the U.S. dollar, just all ingredients in a pot in here that's going to keep things stirred up for some time to come there.
What is NAS going to bring us this afternoon in your estimation, and will it do much for the trade overnight and into the morning?
Well, we're going to see the report come out, and it's going to be their opinion, whether or not traders believe or not, that's what they're going to look at. But for the most part, you take the Eastern Belt, they've made some headway here in the last week and probably make some more headway here this week, where the Western Belt's going to continue to struggle. trades looking for a number in this 17-19% area. I don't know if it'll be much over 15% ourselves, but how you average that out, we're going to find out. But the trade believes we're running 50% behind the average of where we should be, Dave.
So does at that some point give us a significant pop? Let's say we come back after a wet week or slow planning this week for whatever reason. A week from today, does this market get pretty hot if we don't have 50%, for example?
Well, as we get into 1st of May, the trade's going to become more anxious. As we get into 1st of May, as we see, if we don't see planting progress pick up, naturally they're going to start talking some yield reductions for some areas. So as tight as the supply-demand balance sheet is, you take that yield estimate and plug it in at the top there, that changes the bottom line more than anything. So you can take the corn ending stocks down in a hurry if you start using yield prospects. But we'll see what next week brings. You got to remember, we can get a lot planted. There's guys can plant 700 to 1,000 acres a day. Those are very large operators, can cover a lot of ground. So it wouldn't take much to dry out, and it wouldn't take much to you know, see a large percentage get to going here. But there is going to be those areas that's going to struggle clear into end of May. Some of this ground in some areas, once you get wet and stay wet, it takes an awful long time to dry out. So the trade's going to be on edge until we get clear in the middle of May.
So what is this doing to the basis then?
Well, on up days, you're going to see the basis widen out. On down days, you're going to see the basis narrow. But we've seen the basis narrow up here quite a bit, especially on beans. We've seen quite a bit of opportunity for hedgers to move some cash inventory. We've seen a pickup in cash movement here since we spoke last week at this time. And so there's been some grain that move into the pipeline and through here. And so it's taking the relief off some of these hedgers who's waiting for the basis to narrow up.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and take all of this fundamental talk back to the charts and look at the technicals. What areas of import are you keeping an eye on?
Well, in the December futures, it looks like some consolidation. It feels like and looks like this 625 to 630 is going to be the upper end. Of course, on the lower end, 6 to 590 is going to be support. We wouldn't be surprised to consolidate in that range until the trade gets comfortable to push the market one way or the other. A break out of that range will project to a quick 20 to 30 cent move in corn futures, according to which direction you go. Bean-wise, it's going to be real critical for these November beans to psychologically hold $12. If we can't hold $12 in November beans, it looks like another dollar lower down to 11.
And turn your attention to the wheat market. Your thoughts there?
It's going to be a follower. It's sort of taking the back seat here. Wheat's going to monitor day-to-day demand. There's been some good weather in some of these areas that's been struggling, so that's going to help. We'll see what type of advertisement or news we get after tonight's freeze. I know there's some temperatures going to get fairly cold. We'll see if that affects the market. Still, the unknown is there's quite a bit of talk of some wheat being going to be torn up and put into another crop, so we'll have to monitor that and see if that actually materializes or not, Dave.
You think it'll be corn if they can get the nitrogen?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of what-ifs. But when you look at the price of wheat and you look at the price of corn, and through this area at least, they would lean towards corn.
Mm-hmm. And a final piece of advice for producers, where is Bates official sales prices and what are you looking at?
Well, we've been using a scale-up selling approach. You know, it depends on the individual, whether they're have crop revenue policies, they're comfortable using futures or options. But we feel one needs to be divided up between all three of those. We like being 50% priced here at these levels here and hope we go higher. We'll scale into it, you know, as time goes on. But I think you got to use just a little bit of everything to sort of protect your downside. You know, corn breaks $1 from here, which it could very easily do. You could add up in a hurry on profit potential. So we feel that as a producer, need to have some type of strategy here to protect your downside.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel, senior analyst for Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Mike Sola tells us a freeze warning is in effect for northern Illinois and portions of central Illinois, and a freeze watch is in effect for much of central Indiana, while a frost advisory is in effect for southwestern Illinois for overnight tonight. Today in northern Illinois, mostly cloudy with showers or snow during the morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly thunderstorms, and highs ranging from 44 to 60 tonight. In Illinois, clear to partly cloudy. In Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered evening showers, then partial clearing overnight, lows 28 to 38 degrees. Lead options for you, May Wheat in Kansas City at 8.67 up 12. May Wheat at the board at trade at 8.14 up 13.5. May Corn 5.90 up 12.75. May Beans 12.91.5 down 34.5. May Soybean Meal 3.34.50 down 6.40. May Soybean Oil 57.40 down 1.57. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.